You're listening to Counterculture on RCR. Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Two animals stood on the grassy knoll, looking down upon the farmyard. Now remember, this knoll was the home now to many of the animals shunned by the farmhouse occupants under Napoleon, sent back to back paddocks and far-flung corners of Kiwi Farm, and largely ignored by anyone currying favour down in the farmhouse and adjoining courtyard. That was until the annoying predictive powers of these animals started to bear fruit and caught the ear of Winnie Benn. He helped facilitate their move closer to the action, and this knoll on the outskirts of the farmyard, giving its occupants full view of everything unfolding down below them, suited them just fine. A black bull called Angus, Gus for short, stood at the fence looking down at the goings-on. He was no stranger to the machinations of the inner farmyard. He'd lived and breathed this in his youth and wore the battle scars of the administration's past. Gus had a love-hate, well, actually, more a hate-hate relationship with the sheep, and felt a quiet sense of satisfaction at the frequency of the stock trucks to the works, and chuckled when the gate of the trailers hit the last sheep in the rear as they were all loaded aboard. Standing with Gus was Winnie Benn. They often enjoyed a quiet scotch and cigar together, and Winnie needed to escape the insanity that was the week that was.
"Tough week," Gus inquired.
Winnie just looked at him with a cocked eyebrow, took a drag on a cigar. Tough didn't even cover it. There was the farm truck debacle with Oinky Lux. When he told him not to take the old beater farm truck in his ill-conceived road trip. But no, Oinky had a bee in his balding bonnet about road trips and team building. Then, just as the dust settled, the old barge that ferries animals and feed between the north and south pastures lost its bearings and ran aground on a sandbar. Oinky was feeling the heat, and Winnie needed a quiet hour to settle his demeanour and his nerves and galvanise himself for another week ahead.
"Yeah,"
sighed the donkey. Both bull and donkey gazed down into the farmyard and sipped their scotch in tandem. Below them, the farm was in a shock of colour and glitter, rainbows chalked on every surface, and the free rangers were waving their tea towels, rainbows and tossing glitter left, right and centre. It was Fantasy Week, beloved by the free rangers and Napoleon's crew alike. Fantasy Week had gone beyond a celebration of bulls with bulls and ewes with ewes. It had now morphed into a fully fledged week of fanciful farce, with notions of cows being bulls and rams being ewes. Winnie had had enough.
"Fantasy Week, eh?"
stated Gus.
"Yeah,"
replied Winnie again with an exasperated breath. He was working hard to try and restore reality to Kiwi Farm, but after years of history rewriting and myths of unicorns and pots of gold told by the educated class, mostly a clutch of cats, Winnie had his work cut out. So both the animals stood at the fence and watched. Then out of the corner of his eye, Gus spotted something. Glory! The disgraced Persian cat slinking into the justice shed. She had fallen from grace earlier in the year as it was revealed that Glory was a cat burglar.
"Well, well, well, looks like Glory's sentencing is up," commented Gus.
To find out Glory's fate, you'll need to tune in next week to Kiwi Farm, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.